Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here we go. 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 This is it.
This is Top Flight Time Machine. I am Andy Dawson. Pow, pow, pow.
I'm Sam Delaney. So what?
Welcome along. This is the Tuesday morning mailbag delve episode. What can I say? We're currently bereft with grief because we've just recorded this episode and we had a technical fuck up and it didn't actually record.
Yeah.
So what can you do? You missed out on what was arguably one of the best episodes we've ever done.
The great lost episode.
We'll try and recreate it again now, but obviously we're in the doldrums emotionally, so it could be pretty miserable over the next 30
minutes.
All you
can do in a situation like this is just crack on, charge into it and forget the past. Yeah.
All right, I'll try and remember all the words that we said in the correct order and just do them again, robotically and emotionless.
Without the passion or spontaneity.
Yeah.
The important thing that we wanted to kick off with is thanks for signing up to our newsletter. I think we've got about 1,700 subscribers to it now. I hope you've enjoyed it. You can find it on our website, on the homepage, or on our Twitter, or if you just want to go directly there, it's tinyletter.com/TFTM. It's got loads of content. It's got a discount code for 20% off any of our merch if you sign up to it for the end of the month. So that's worth it. There's also a contest to win a free T-shirt, which perhaps we'll announce later this week because we have to pick someone, one of the subscribers at random.
I mean, a lot of people have been saying that the merch is 20% too expensive for their own personal circumstances. So this is the ideal opportunity sign up free for this newsletter and then get 20% off.
I've been looking at the analytics on our site, which I've become...
You've been doing this quite a lot, haven't you?
Yeah,
you've become an analytics studier.
Yeah, I've become strangely obsessed with data, right? And it's creepy, it's weird, and I'm not proud of it. But I feel better if I can at least admit it to you all, so it doesn't feel like I'm spying on you secretly.
Before you do that, there was something you said in the last episode. You've been looking at the analytics of by country... And even by city, which parts of the UK have we got more listeners in than anywhere else?
Well, I think London comes top, but that's just
not including London because
including London. Yeah, it's Manchester, followed by Wakefield. I mean, what is Wakefield?
Hell.
I thought it was like a part of. Isn't that where Coronation Street set?
That's Weatherfield.
Oh, right. We got fucking. By the way, this isn't based on listeners. This is based just on visitors to our website. So
is it
two separate things?
So there's obviously some freak in Wakefield that's constantly looking at our website.
It's fucking amazing. And I can't remember the other place, but the place that really caught my eye was Wakefield. There's like quite a few hundred visits in the last month Wakefield. So if you are the Wakefield freak, please show yourself to us
so
we feel less intimidated.
So that we can take legal action against you.
But all over the country, and Manchester's our leading place, which, you know, we've done well with our ticket sales in Manchester and Salford, haven't we? And the crowd were particularly raucous there, so it doesn't surprise
us. And
we
are going back to Manchester next month to do another live show on the 12th, I think it is, at the Dance House. Come along, it'll be fucking great.
Yeah, it will. It will. So I've been looking through that, and what I've noticed is there's a thing called the sales funnel for our merch.
The sales funnel.
Sales funnel.
Fuck, you've been examining our sales funnel.
I've been having a good look. They say you should examine your sales funnel once or twice a month just to make sure there's no lumps. There are large lumps in ours.
We've got lots of lumps in there.
Oh, the Manchester show's on the 12th of November, I've just looked. Anyway, so there's a lump in there because what you see is you see statistics about abandoned carts. And
is that people? It's Nick shopping trolleys from Asda and then just leave them in the bushes.
It's like the digital version of that.
Is it?
Although, if you do nick a shopping trolley from Asda's, the best thing to do with it is not abandon it in the bushes. Make use of it. So, if you've got a load of rubbish but you can't be bothered going up the dump, right? Fill all your household tat that you don't need with the shopping. Fill the shopping trolley with it, and then if you've got a local canal, wheel it down there and tip it in, because it's the best way to deal with. Because if not, it only goes into landfill, and that's bad for the environment.
Yeah, it's the best, quickest way to deal with it. You know this thing where if you take a shopping trolley beyond the boundaries of a supermarket and they've got those bumps in the path, which obviously you can get over quite easily.
No problem.
But then it gets rendered inoperable somehow, doesn't it? You can't work it anymore. How does that work?
Is that what you've heard? Is that what you've heard?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that the only fucking thing can't be those bumps, because you can easily get a trolley over that. Is there something in the wheels that fucks up once you get past the... I've never done it myself, obviously, because I'm a law-abiding citizen.
That can only make sense if it's a digital innovation. There's no way it could be a mechanical one.
That's what I'm thinking. There's something underneath those bumps, underneath the pavement, that sends out a freak signal that stops the trolley wheels from working.
No, there'll be a device, some sort of GPS device, that detects whether it's gone beyond the legal boundaries of Asda's, right?
Yeah.
And it will freeze the wheels.
Freeze the wheels.
Yeah, freeze the wheels.
Do you think there's someone sitting in a nerve centre who sees the dots of a trolley going over the line, and then he shouts out, "Freeze the wheels!" and presses a button.
Call Sir John Asda. Sir John, we have bad news. Someone in your Sunderland branch has removed a trolley from beyond the legal boundaries.
From beyond the Asda limits.
What do you want us to do, Sir John? Freeze the wheels and then bring him to me. But Sir John Asda is a canny sort of bloke who, rather than punish you, will end up employing you. Because he goes, the best way to catch a trolley thief is to use a trolley thief. Now you shall work for me full time as my head of trolley security.
I am not here to punish you, but to rehabilitate you.
You are inside the mind of the trolley thief. How does he think? What is his agenda?
It is best to have him inside the tent pissing out rather than outside the tent pissing in. That's and when I say tent, I mean Asda. And when I say piss, I mean using trolleys.
Well, that's Sir John Asda. He's a canny sort of a man. And he hasn't become one of the biggest supermarket impresarios on planet Earth by just you know, thinking short term and arresting or executing people who nick his trolleys. Anyway, where were we?
For minor transgressions. Abandoned carts, wasn't it?
I think that the reason that we've got a number of people on a daily basis who see our merch, love our merch, why wouldn't they? It's great. Who wouldn't want a cup?
Yeah.
Who wouldn't want a cup that said quality. Cup of drink, or you fucking do it, or a t-shirt that says this and that? Everyone wants this stuff, right? So they get it, but then they get to the point where you're actually, it's in the cart and you're about to click pay on your PayPal or whatever. And you think, I'm a bit skint this month, and that just seems just 20% too much for me at the moment. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's fairly priced. It's objectively a fair price. But me personally at the moment, I could do with 20% being off. Well, sign up to the newsletter before October the 31st, before Halloween, and you will be...
That 20% off will be yours.
All decked out in 20% off TFGM merch. So there you go.
Get your Christmas shopping done. Do we do that horrible thing where if it's an abandoned cart, you then send out an email to the potential shopper and say, "Oh, we see that you were trying to buy something a couple of days ago, but you didn't complete the purchase. Back off!"
That's automated from our website, so it's not us personally. If you receive an email like that, if you receive an email like that, just know it's not me and Andy. It's effectively ResultSpot has generated it automatically. But listen, Andy,
I would like to just disassociate myself entirely from those emails and the contents.
When you get those emails, it angers you, right? But you are quite a grumpy man. And I have to operate on the assumption that most of our listeners are not as grumpy as you. Because
let's put it this way, my grumpy funnel is riddled with large lumps.
Yeah.
Let's just say that.
It's fucking egg bound.
Pretty much.
Yeah. But the thing is, if I imagined the average listener having your grumpiness levels, I would probably never communicate in any way. I'd probably just stop doing the podcast for fear of angering them.
Wouldn't blame you.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't listen anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Too frivolous.
Yeah. Load of fucking shit with that fucking cockney twat on it. Fucking banging on about bollocks. Right. So, anyway, yeah. And do check your sales funnel regularly because it's just healthy and safe to do so. I think I've told you this before, but I have quite a large testicular lump that is that is floating in my scrotum.
I think you mentioned this. Did you not mention once about when you discovered this?
Well, there's two stories that are similar. The worst day of my life story, which regular listeners all know, was when I was about 12 and I had my coffin drop at school and I passed out, had an epileptic fit, woke up having pissed myself. The fittest girl in the school was in the sit bay with me. She witnessed the whole thing. It was very humiliating. And when my mum came, they said, yeah, he had an epileptic fit, so you want to get him checked out. Oh, and by the way, just before he went under, we did feel that he was missing one testicle.
Fucking hell, double whammy.
So it's double whammy.
Well, single whammy, I suppose.
That was in the year 1987. Fast forward to year 2001. And I've been feeling around the old ball bag one morning, hungover, I remember, and I thought, oh, no.
Good to do. Gentlemen should do this on a regular basis.
Genuinely do it. I was doing it, and I was just having a gentle feel around in bed. And I thought, oh, no, there's a lump. And I had to wait to see the doctor on a Monday. So, obviously, I'm not someone who reacts with much calm or decorum in a situation like that. I flew into a blind panic.
As we discovered in the last episode, you're the kind of man who goes into a schizoid frenzy panic when your wife goes out for the night.
Yeah, because I don't know what to do with myself. But anyway, this was a different sort of panic. I thought, right, I've got bollock cancer. It's a disaster. I've got so much left to achieve. I'm only 26. You know, there's so many things I haven't done yet. So,
I don't want to be the next Jade Goody.
I thought, hang on. I'm only 26. I haven't even had the chance to launch the UK's first CD-ROM men's magazine yet. I don't want to die having not had lunch with fucking Kylie Minogue. All right. There was all these things left to do. So anyway, I went to the GP and the GP was busy. So they said, see the nurse, she'll check it out. And the nurse had me drop my pants and trousers, which I thought was a bit rum, because I thought last time I had to have my balls felt standing up, I passed out. Sure enough, it happened again. She was feeling my balls. I went all dizzy. It's like a trigger. It's my Achilles heel, but I call it my Achilles ball. Right.
So
it's
like
if
anyone wants to attack you and render you worthless,
they want to immobilize me. Yeah,
yeah. You can actually, that's the word I was looking for. Yeah,
Sam Delaney is an expert fighter, but the good thing is, like the Death Star, he has one weak spot, right?
Yeah.
Need to do is just gently cup his ball bag, and he will be immediately immobilized, right?
Do you want me to edit this out? Because you've put that out there now, and all of your enemies are listening to this and going, must update my dossier with this crucial information.
If Millwall are listening, my message to them is, listen, right, you can know it's there, but can you fucking get to it?
Can you get to it?
Because
exactly.
You can't grab it through the jeans. You have to get my trousers down and my pants, and then you need to cut my balls and start gently examining them. Good fucking luck with that, Millwall, because I've taken precautions to make that very fucking difficult, right? So let them know. Let them all know. Anyway, I passed out, and when I woke up, the doctor had run in to check I wasn't dead, right? Then he fucked off as soon as he realised I wasn't. And she said, yeah, there's a lump on your balls. So I went and got it checked out, and they said, yes, you have got you've got a testicular cyst, but don't worry, it's benign. And it's only pea-sized, but it may continue to grow. And I said, shall I have it out? And they said, well, it's not essential if it's not causing you pain or discomfort. So I said, all right, I'll leave it. It's still there today, all these years later, Andy. 18 years later, it's still there. And the last time I checked, it had grown substantially to...
Would you now regard it as a third testicle?
Yes, I would.
That's quite a claim. Do you boast about that to people?
I'd like to... Yeah, well, I'm sort of boasting now. I mean, it's a double-edged sword because on the one hand, it's great to have three balls, right?
Sammy three balls, that's what they call you.
Exactly. Because it's like it makes you seem more brave and courageous and masculine than the average person.
Yeah, of course.
So sometimes I've been in conflict situations. Like, you know, I might have encountered some Millwall at King's Cross on the way back from an away game.
Yeah.
And I've gone, they've gone, there, isn't that West Ham legend, Sam Delaney?
Yeah.
Right? Obviously, when you're a West Ham legend, you attract attention and not always the good sort. And they'll come here, I go, Millwall, get back. If you want to do this, fine. But I warn you now, I've got three balls.
But to which their response is, have you? Right. Let's gently examine them then, find out for ourselves.
And I'll be like, oh no, they've done their research.
Red Hot Content.
Would you like more from your Top Flight Time Machine experience? If so, subscribe now to the Iron Filing Society, our Patreon subscription thing, which will only cost you £3 plus VAT each month. Sam, tell them what you get.
You get an exclusive episode of one of the deep dives, which at the moment is the Melchester Odyssey, in which we go through the whole of the 80s annual of Roy the Rovers. You get your Kevin Keegan deep dives a week in advance. You get all your other episodes, usually a good 8 hours before the other cunts who can't be bothered forking out.
All of those advert-free as well. Free of adverts such as fucking this one. And you get the knowledge that you're helping to contribute towards this podcast continuing, because if we don't get enough subscribers, we're fucking it off.
Yeah, just remember, we don't do this for the fun.
So go to tftimemachine.com/ironfilings to find out more and subscribe at patreon.com/topflighttimemachine. Fucking do it.
£3. You can't fucking go wrong.
Jalapeño.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jalapeño.
What I really want is some advice. I have this third testicle. It is large. It's not particularly uncomfortable, but it's grown bigger all the time. Yeah. I mean, obviously, my worst fear is it develops its own brain, right?
It becomes sentient.
Yeah.
There is. Have you seen that Richard E. Grant film, The Man with Two Heads?
It's called How to Get Ahead in Advertising.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have seen that film, and that's exactly what I'm thinking about.
That's what
right?
you're worried about, yeah.
And I'm thinking, if this fucking thing becomes sentient, not only am I fucked, everyone could be.
It could escape from through your penis.
Yeah.
And
or
then
it could just start to control me. It could override my brain and it could start to control me. So it would still occupy my body. So if you think, I'm quite physically powerful, right? and attractive. So as a physical shell, it's an obvious fucking what do you call it when they like when things when parasites
a host.
Yeah, it's a fucking really good host body, right? Because they think, oh, look at him, he's physically strong, good strong healthy gums, good strong teeth, wet nose, right? Good upper body strength, and also disarming to people because of his good looks. Now, we override his brain, we can achieve anything. Next thing you know, I'm running for president, and you're the only cunt who knows, but it's not Delaney. He's being controlled by a sentient testicle.
An extra bollock.
It's not him. Don't vote for him. He's been taken over. The real Sam is somewhere hidden deep inside.
Screaming to get out.
Yeah, and believe
screaming
me
for help.
He wouldn't want this to be happening. I know him.
Yeah.
He doesn't have these intolerant views about immigration. It's the ball talking.
How do I know this isn't the ball talking now?
How do I know it isn't the ball
talking
now?
Fucking hell!
Hey?
Oh, man.
Fucking hell. This is like a brilliant sci-fi novel.
For the last 18 months, I've been doing a podcast with a testicle.
Yeah. Afraid so, mate. Well, I say afraid so. We just don't know.
Maybe I haven't.
I don't know if I am speaking now from my own brain with my own consciousness, or I've adopted the consciousness of this parasitic testicle.
The rogue testicle.
I suppose my question was, shall I have it out? Now,
I
think I'm going to have to. But I've always thought, going to the NHS, under strain as it is, what with Tory austerity, I'd always felt a little bit entitled to go. When you know that there's elderly people or young children who need urgent operations, life-threatening, or not, even not life-threatening, just things that really are... cause them discomfort and inconvenience in their life, and then I turn up on the NHS and go, I want you to remove this third testicle. It bothers me. Please have it out immediately.
I'm struggling to sleep at night because I'm thinking about it constantly. Please remove it and put it into a jar of brine.
Yes, and preserve it well in brine, because I may come back to you in the coming months or years and ask for you to put it back in.
I may have second thoughts.
Also for free on the NHS. I pay my taxes, you know. It felt like an indulgence to have the NHS remove it. But now that we have these fears about it being sentient and making me run for president, maybe we should go and put that case to them and see if they'll fast track me.
Yeah. I think you need to get it done as soon as possible. I mean, one idea I've just had there, we could possibly crowdfund it through the podcast from the Cunters and put it on YouTube, put the operation itself.
Go private.
Live stream it or something for this. Yeah.
Go private. Maybe
live stream it for anyone that donates.
We could crowdfund it. I don't mind the operation being live streamed. And and also, you know, we could get some sponsorship from Bupa or one of the other private healthcare organisations. Yeah. It'd be quite good publicity for them.
Maybe one of the subscribers to the newsletter could actually win the testicle.
Oh, what a
prize.
They could keep that in a jar up on their mantelpiece.
They'd have to sign something to say they'd return it if you ever wanted it back to have it reinserted again.
If I change my mind,
You know, they could be the custodian of the rogue testicle.
They could adopt it, foster it.
That's right, yeah. But ultimately, it still belongs to you.
I might put this in this week's newsletter,
Why not?
And a crowdfunding link. Crowdfund the removal of Sam's third testicle and win a chance to foster it.
The other thing I was going to talk about when we're doing housekeeping, which we've now done 20 minutes of, was the new episode of Life Goals.
Yeah.
Which is the podcast which was, I believe, devised at least partially by you.
Yeah, me and my brother Theo,
hosted by your brother Theo, and the guest on the latest episode, which comes out today, is me.
Mr.
Andy Dawson.
It's great Desert Island Disc style, but better because it's about football.
He's had some really good guests, and now the barrel's beginning to be scraped slightly, and I'm on there this week talking about Sunderland and stuff.
Yeah, Kevin Day doing Palace. Then he had, who did the second one? He did Rufus Jones.
He had Nick Hancock and Rufus Jones.
Has he had done the Nick Hancock one? I must have missed that one.
I think so, yeah.
Well, anyway, he's got a load of good guests, and this week it's Andy talking about
his
eight favourite goals, most memorable goals, and you get a bit of biographical detail and some favourite records. And it's really interesting, Van Dawson, because he's a private man, and if you listen to Life Goals, you will get a glimpse behind the public figure. Into what made the man Andy Dawson, which is more than he gives away
veil.
On this. Yeah.
I mean, like I say, it's the fourth episode that's come out, and in each of the four episodes, the subject has been at one stage reduced to tears in the studio.
Yeah.
Theo's probing.
Theo's a good prober, and he's like, they call him the liberal Piers Morgan.
But yeah, it does feel a bit like Desert Island Disc. So yeah, have a listen to that if you want to. Have a look, search Life Goals, all your usual podcast outlets, and we've tweeted links as well.
Yeah.
And we'll put a link in the newsletter and all that sort of thing. But yeah, it's got a very Desert Island Discs kind of feel. And is the Roy Plumley almost of it.
It's better than Desert Island Discs on the whole. But I listen to a lot of old Desert Island Discs. Man, a lot of them are shit. I hate the ones where they just like, you think, oh, who's on it this week? And you want it to be someone famous and good. But it's like some fucking scientist or a
fucking neurosurgeon or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, why do I care about a neurosurgeon's favourite records?
A fucking human rights lawyer. Oh, fuck off.
No. It's, why do they do that? It's so shit. That's one of the reasons why Lauren Laverne's been good on it, because I reckon that she's like thought, fucking hell, let's get this a little bit into the modern era, and she's had a few good people on it. Do you know what I mean?
A fucking human rights lawyer. Could you not get Danny Dyer? Fuck's sake.
Now, that's a fucking... Dyer, and we will talk about this on another episode, but Dyer's done a quiz show. And a game show, which no one thought of that.
Is this The Wall? I didn't see it.
No, we've got... I think it's worthy of a mini deep dive episode.
Right. We'll do that then.
But anyway, if you listen back to them, the best ones ever are probably the two that Kenneth Williams done. I mean, they're...
Right.
Listen to them any day, and you can find them really easy. Desert Island Desk, Kenneth Williams, he did two. I think one was with Roy Plumley and one might have been with Parkinson.
Now, I mean, Kenneth Williams was a brilliant, brilliant comedy actor, but anything Kenneth Williams did, which was just as himself, was fucking immeasurably better.
Yeah. It's probably anything that he did on himself was like...
His diaries are phenomenal.
I haven't read them. I will do.
Oh, get them.
But his Desert Island Discs, listen to them today. They're great. Roy Plumley, I've obviously got a strict order of the presenters of Desert Island Discs, and Roy Plumley, who invented the format... He's got this thing where even if his guest said something like, yes, Roy, this record reminds me of my childhood, which I've never talked about before, but was very traumatic. I was the victim of various types of abuse. And in all honesty, I think that affected the man I became. But in many ways, drove me to the successes that I have enjoyed later in my life. And then there'll be a pause, and Roy Plumley literally will just go... Very well. Tell us about your next disc, right?
I am Roy Plumley. This is 1967. I'm a very straight-laced, upper-class man. I will not be speaking of emotions and feelings on this broadcast. What is your next disc?
I think Roy Plumley's the original Tell Me It. Do you know what I mean? It's just like, tell me a thing. Good. Now you have told me it, I shall move on.
I'll play a record and you can tell me another thing in a moment.
And we can forget this awful, awkward episode forever. And we shall never speak of it again. Please, with your next answer, if you could try to be rather less candid, I would appreciate that, as I'm sure would our listeners. Then you got Parky, obviously a complete pompous cunt, wants it to be all about himself. Sue Lawley, really snobby with all of them. Like, if you listen to her interview in Paul Whitehouse in the 90s, her entire line with him is, you're quite working class, really. Isn't it marvellous that you've done quite well for yourself, you silly little man, right?
You used to be a plasterer, Paul, and yet somehow you've ended up here on Desert Island Discs.
And now
Now
you're a whiz at doing daft voices on the on the dreaded Gogglebox, right? And so that's that. And then, of course, the best of them all is Kirsty Young, who is, other than myself, Britain's best interviewer.
Yeah. I've got Kenneth Williams' diary somewhere in this room.
Right.
And I've just been looking around. I was going to get you to choose a random page and I'd read a bit out, but I can't find them.
Take a screenshot of one, of a good bit, and I'll stick it in the newsletter.
Yeah, or we'll just do it in the next episode. We'll just have a random section
Kenneth
entry.
Williams, yeah.
And we could do the random ghost book thing. I tell you what, let's do that. Let's have a random look at the ghost book.
What, now?
Yeah, why not? We're not going to get any fucking emails read out. We'll do another episode with the emails in.
Pick a number between 3 and 32, mate.
31.
31, all right, at the end of the book. Okay, here we go. I'll pick something. Okay, psychic research. Investigation. So if you haven't listened before, these are random extracts from the recently reissued All About Ghosts book from Usborne's The World of the Unknown.
Is that its full title?
Yeah.
Is that its full title, All About Ghosts?
What do we call it? All About Ghosts. Right. The World of the Unknown, All About Ghosts. It's recently reissued. It's a classic. Right. psychic research. It says investigations that are made by specially trained people trying to find the reasons behind reported ghost hauntings. There's been a haunting. What type? A ghost haunting. Right.
Write it down.
Get
on the report.
Get a psychic research investigator down there. Make sure he's specially trained. Right. Investigators sift through the evidence, sorting the natural causes from the supernatural causes.
Fuck.
The aim of all psychic research is to discover what the forces are that produce ghostly events.
Whoa.
So what that's saying is, it is basically nothing. They say that investigations that are made by specially trained people, or I suppose for short, STPs, like the FBI, they go around with jackets with STP. What are you? Yeah. I'm a specially trained person, aren't I? Are you? No, fuck off then. This is a ghost haunting site. We don't want you coming in, contaminating things.
Other side of the cordon, arsehole.
And then again, they sift through the reasons, sorting the natural causes from the supernatural ones. I mean, I'd assume if there'd been a ghost haunting, it would be all supernatural things, not natural. I mean, if it's natural things, you'd send more for a kind of a biologist, like a David Bellamy type figure.
If there's stuff to do with like animals and leaves, you'd send him along.
If there's been an incident in your local park where the squirrels are behaving in a peculiar way, call for a natural person with natural research skills. If you've seen someone floating around with a sheet over their head and some chains around their neck, that's that's supernatural, and you need to call the specially trained people, the STPs.
That is completely beyond David Bellamy's remit.
Yeah.
He will refuse to deal with a query like that.
So there you go. That sort of means nothing. Specially trained people, or STPs as they're known, they'll go down. If you've got a supernatural problem, a ghost haunting, they'll turn up and help you out with it by sifting through the evidence.
Good. Our knowledge base of ghosts and the paranormal grows increasingly with every episode.
It does, yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's wrap it up, because we're having more technical fucking problems here.
Yeah.
But we'll be back
put out a bonus fucking episode where you'll have some more mailbag stuff to sift through.
Yeah, sorry we didn't get right into that. Never mind. TTFN.
TTFN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.